This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More cities nationwide are turning to curfews as a way to address concerns about juvenile crime and violence. A new survey by the National League of Cities shows that more than 700 communities believe curfews are an effective way to make streets safer. But curfews are controversial, and opponents say there's no evidence that they work. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
Janet Ramos says she wasn't aware that the town of Vernon, Connecticut, had a youth curfew until police arrived at her door late one night to pick up her son.
And he wasn't home at the time. He was at his friend's, and they ended up coming back to the house the next day while I was at work and arresting him.
16-year-old Angel Ramos had been repeatedly ticketed for violating Vernon's nighttime curfew. Kids under age 18 were prohibited from being on the streets after 11 on weeknights and after midnight on weekends. There were exceptions for emergencies, school activities, and jobs, but Angel says he was just hanging out with friends. Town Administrator Larry Schaefer says Vernon adopted a curfew to address mounting concerns about gang violence, guns, and drugs.
Otherwise, you find yourself looking at neighborhoods and communities that are completely destabilized, that are blighted, that are filled with drugs and violence, and all of a sudden you wake up some morning and you've got a community that you don't recognize any longer.
Schaefer says curfews help parents set boundaries for teenagers and keep them safe and protected.
I didn't need help, and I'm raising them. It's my job.
Parent Janet Ramos says Angel was out late with her permission. She says the curfew was just a legal excuse for police to stop and search her son.
They never called me. You know, they never notified me. They never brought him home. So it wasn't about keeping him safe.
Ramos and the Connecticut Civil Liberties Union sued Vernon, claiming that the curfew violated Angel's constitutional right to move about freely. A federal court agreed. The new mayor, Ellen Marmer, says the $300,000 Vernon spent fighting the legal battle would have been better spent on creating positive programs for teens.
I think for $300,000, we could have made some really wonderful things in this town for the youth, like a skate park, which only costs $80,000.
It's close to midnight at a local Vernon ice cream parlor, packed with teens following a high school dance. 17-year-old Billy Wilcox says the curfew was pretty ridiculous.
Well, I do agree it is the government's job to try to keep crime off, away from the stores, away from the streets, and try to keep people safe. But to say you can only be home at this certain time and everything else, it's not their call. It's the parents' job to tell the kids what time they should be home.
Many of these teens said they were frustrated by the assumption that any young person out after curfew was a criminal. But curfew supporters say it's also about safety. David Bayless is a spokesman for the Chicago Police Department.
Children out after midnight or at 2:30 in the morning can only be involved in either criminal activity or sadly becoming victims of criminal activity. Last year we had 366 juveniles out after curfew who were shot. I can't imagine what that number would be if we weren't enforcing the curfew.
Opponents argue there's no hard evidence that curfews reduce crime. Mike Mayles, a sociologist at the University of California at Santa Cruz, has studied curfews in Vernon and in other places. He says the vast majority of youth are law-abiding.
Every situation that we've looked at, and a number of other researchers have also looked at curfews in New Orleans and other places and found the same results, that they really don't cut crime at all. They may make people feel better, but this has nothing to do with whether or not they enhance public safety.
But town official Larry Schaefer says things in Vernon had reached a critical point. The town had to act, and a curfew reflected the kinds of values that local residents believed in.
I think people have to determine the fate of their own community. And in this instance, Vernon said, you know, enough is enough.
These days, there's still concern in Vernon about youth crime and violence, but officials say the focus has changed. The mayor has established a task force on youth activities, and there's a teen center that attracts close to 200 kids each week. At the same time, youth curfews nationwide are facing more constitutional challenges. In the past 2 months, courts in Kentucky and Indiana found curfews violated the constitutional rights of children and adults. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford, Connecticut.